The Fallen by T. Jefferson Parker. For Jim and Jeannie, 4 decades and counting. Prologue. When the 6th floor of the Las Palmas Hotel caught fire, Robbie Brownlaw was in the diner across the street about to have lunch. It was a cool March afternoon in San Diego, and Brownlaw's turkey burger had just arrived when he saw orange flames roiling behind the hotel windows. He took a bite of the sandwich and hustled outside. The 6th-story windows blew, and an orange explosion knocked him back against the brick wall of the diner. Robbie heard screams up there in the fire. He had never heard screams like these. Then he heard all the yelling as people spilled from the restaurants and offices, pointing up at the Las Palmas while debris clattered to the asphalt. A splintered chair, a flaming lampshade, a nightstand with the drawers hanging out. Fire alarms shrieked competing warnings down the street. Brownlaw heard a guy screaming up on the 6th floor right through the ringing. Such fear. He looked up, still braced against the wall of the Sorrento diner, heart pounding like a dryer with a load of sneakers. Then he pushed off and ran toward the Las Palmas, weaving between the stopped and honking cars, past the smoking carcass of a television set with a wall mount still on it that had crashed onto 4th. Brownlaw pulled up at the lobby door of the hotel and let the onrush of humanity sweep past him. A young man in a blazer with a nameplate on and a phone to his ear. A wide-eyed oldster on a wobbling cane. A cleaning lady still wearing yellow rubber gloves and glaring at Robbie as if he had caused this. Then 2 more old men in shabby suits, a gangsta in a wife-beater shirt swearing in Spanish, an Indian couple with 3 bawling children, a tall black man in a Sonics t-shirt, then a pretty young woman with a tangle of blonde hair, a black eye, and a bathrobe around her. Robbie headed up the stairs past an old woman with a Yorkie.